Welcome to Married Man Show with Married Man Jack, Married Man Jay, and soon to be married special guest on the Married Man Show tonight, Brian. Dun, da, 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 da. That's the best I got.
5 months from today, bitches.
5 months from today?
Today, five months from today.
Well, today that we're recording, you're listening. It's less than 5 months to you, listener. Yes.
Wow. So it's even worse for the. It's more scary.
It's worse for future Brian. Really.
5 months. 5 months. We're making it sound like you're going to jail or something. 5 months.
It's a real life 25th hour. Yes. No. Thank you. Thank you so much for having me back. I thought I wore out my welcome last time.
You did just good enough to come back.
10 years, Jay's still here. Come on, anyone can be. We'll keep anybody.
I
want to say something about weddings before I forget. Because you know, my youngest daughter is getting married. Not finally getting married. Is getting married next February. February was it 19th, Jay? Do you know?
I'm supposed to know.
You should know.
Well, thanks, Jay. Well, anyway, so best
isn't
thing
there, is it the 10th or something?
Nah, that was the 19th, 18th. No, who knows? Anyway, I'm sure they'll let us know before then.
It's early February.
So most things about weddings, I think we talked about last time, is I think it's a waste of money. So I wake up the other day, and my wife, just right out of the blue, because she'd never tell me anything when I first wake up, because I don't want to hear it. She tells me what the flowers are going to cost. I go, my first thought was, she goes, well, what do you think? I go, why are you telling me this now? You couldn't wait an hour to tell me. You couldn't wait an hour and a half to tell me. You couldn't wait to tell me till I had breakfast. You have to tell me as soon. As I woke up, I looked up. I go, good morning. I go, what? What? So, of course, I was the bad guy. Am I the bad guy there? Could you not break the news to me a little, let me wake up.
I think you were being gracious with the, wait until I have a coffee, wait an hour. Like, I was saying, wait until January to tell me. Like, I mean, or don't tell me. Just pay for them.
Right.
And then I'll see that we're light in the account. And I'll be like, well, we had a wedding. That makes sense. Like,
well, I go around complaining and grumbling and, wow, this is just ridiculous. And like she said, well, everyone had such a great time last time. I go, why wouldn't they? Open bar, everything's free. They weren't paying for it.
The key with any wedding, as long as you have the open bar, everything else will follow. Like
forget the flowers. Forget everything else that goes with it. Just have an open bar wedding. That's all you have to do.
Pretty much.
I do, and just go straight to the bar. People that want to dance can dance, and you just drink.
Can I do a quick poll of the two of you?
Yes,
sure.
Jay first. Amount of cash bar weddings you've been to.
Was
it your brain exploding?
If I had to make it a percentage of weddings that I've been to,
I want a hard number, but percentage is fine.
Well, because I'm trying, like, maybe a couple, maybe, like, two or three. There was one that I went to that didn't actually – there's two that I went to that didn't have alcohol, period, out of preference of the couple. So then we snuck in booze.
Cheap.
Right.
And then there was one that I went to that actually you had to pay for. And I feel like I've been to, like, 8 billion weddings since I've been dating Colin.
Sure. Jack, what about you?
In the early years, that's all that was. I don't remember there being like an open bar. Just like somewhere along the line, someone went. It's like showers that, now all of a sudden men have to go to baby showers and wedding showers.
Someone had the idea in the 90s that everything should be open bar, and then now here we are in this renaissance.
Exactly. So like the whole complaint about having to show up for someone's baby. Why am I coming to the baby shower? I'm the guy, because some guy got mad that his girlfriend went without him to a baby shower, so the rest of us have to pay the price for the rest of our lives. So I think, because I don't remember, I went, because I think the first one I went to, I got out money. He goes, oh, no, it's free. I go, it's free. All right.
What?
All right.
And then someone said, no, it's an open bar. I said, what's an open bar? It's like when, Jay and Colleen's wedding, when they said the after party, I go, What the fuck is the after party? What are you talking about after party? I go, you're talking about the what am I drawing a blank on? The reception. No. The party after the reception. I go, all right, you guys are losing me. What is the party after the reception? It's the party we go to after the reception. I go, don't we just go home? Then we go back to our rooms?
Right.
No, we go to another party.
So let me get straight. We're doing the party that it's like $30,000, and then we're going to do the thing that's like $5 after that. Like, yeah. Why don't we just do the $5 thing?
Yeah, we're doing this backwards. We should just do the after party and forget the reception.
I'm actually very excited about my after party because the hotel is next to a TGI Fridays.
Oh, nice.
Well, and not that that's like the fucking like ultimate thing to do, but it's very convenient.
It is,
and it gives me the ability to all my B and C squad people who aren't invited to tell them to come there,
and be like,
"Hey, you want to see me on my wedding night? Come to Fridays. Pay your own way. Have a great time."
That's the way it should be. If you really want to come to the wedding.
No? I'm now playing "Go Your Own Way" to "Pay Your Own Way" in my head.
You can go your own way. So
pay for all the drinks you will do. Yeah.
How can I when you won't pay them for me?
We could go on a bad way right now. Let's not do that. I do want to tell a quick story if I can about wedding stuff, about planning.
Sure, go ahead. Just before we get into that, I know my story after this. Talked about on the Merry Man, the wedding that I went to 2 weekends ago, have I talked about that yet?
No.
Okay, cool. So we'll save it now. Go ahead, Brian.
Because like you said, you've been to more weddings since you've been with Colleen than I've been to in my life.
Yeah, but the thing is, like, New York is a wedding
town.
She
knows people.
And Colleen knows, like, everybody, so, yeah.
I know people, but I think people know not to invite me.
Because you're curmudgeon? Is that...
No, because he got that going. He stopped giving gifts in 1997, so...
Exactly. I'm done giving gifts. I'm done with the whole gift-giving thing.
And for anyone who's canonically, like... following the Merry Man Show, I may or may not have mentioned this on the last time I was on. The last component, the last thing I need to do is the limo.
Ah,
and
yes.
We started out, again, just like every wide-eyed, stupid-as-fuck couple, being like, you know, we're going to be the cool people. We're going to do things so much differently. You know, we're just going to chill, man, right? And you learn as you go on that, like, these tropes that everyone falls into are there for a reason. They are very convenient and they're easy and they make a lot of sense.
Yeah.
So limo, it's going to happen because we have to take 9 people. I think that's a little untraditional, is that the women and the men are going to be traveling to the church from the hotel. Just sans bride. And she'll be going with her dad. And then on the way back, we have 10. We had 9 on the way there, 10 on the way back.
That makes sense.
Yeah, so but
actually,
the only two
we had two different
done,
we had two separate, we had one for the men, one for
right,
the women.
Right, right, right. So the only two times I've done the limo thing has been all men. Yeah. But this is fine. I love the idea. So I'm like, it's so hard to price because unlike most things, you can't get real numbers. You have to sign up for a quote or here's my email address. I guess you'll get back to me whenever you feel like it. And so this just kind of sat on the back burner for a few months. And the other day, I'm like, you know what? Let's lock it down. Let's do it right now. So I go to a very trusted Connecticut company, Lindsay Limo. If you're in Connecticut, you can look them up. They're very nice.
Lindsay Lohan.
And we decide not quite. There are no alcohol monitoring bracelets in the limo, to my knowledge. So I call them up and I'm looking at their website and they've got what I think suits our needs, which is a Mercedes like van that seats 8 to 10 and inside, you know, it's like QuickTime VR. It looks very nice. I can see the whole thing and God, it makes me sound very old.
QuickTime VR, what the fuck? Is it 2001? What the hell is that shit? I haven't heard that in like forever.
The same idea. And so I look and I'm like, okay, this thing looks exactly kind of what we want. It'll fit us. We're 10. It's 8 to 10. And so I call him, and I go, all right, so how much is this thing? She's like, well, for the time you need it, with tax, with gratuity, it's $858. I'm like, with gratuity? That's fantastic.
Yeah, that's not too bad.
I'm like, let's do it. What do you need from me right now? 50% deposit. Sure. So I take out the phone. I do the transfer from the wedding fund into the checking. Like, all right, $429 coming out right now. Let's do this. Now, I had called Courtney earlier in my research. No answer. I did the deal, called her, no answer. So now, and Jack, this goes back to like the whole like you just woke up thing.
Yeah.
I'm just I'm waiting for the moment I walk in the door to tell her that we got this thing. It's a done deal. The last real thing that we need to do.
Yep.
So I come home and I'm like, hey, check out this website. Go to lindsaylimmer.com. She's like, okay. I'm like, check out that Mercedes van. And she's like, all right. I'm like, what do you think? She's like, it's a van. I'm like, well, no. Yeah, it's a van. But like, do you like how it looks inside? It's okay, but it only seats 8 to 10. I'm like, yeah, but we're 10. Yeah, but like, I'm a big person. She's a big person. Like, we got big people. 10, like 10 fucking small people. Fine. 10 real people. They're not gonna work. and then she looks at me and she goes, what'd you fucking do?
Oh, no.
And I'm like, it's a done deal?
Oh, shit.
Ugh. So, again, I was just excited about, like, getting that last thing off the list.
Mm.
And
you thought you were doing good.
Yeah.
I thought I was being a hero.
Yep.
One less thing you have to worry about, honey.
I know. So, This is, like, 5:30 p.m., I'd done everything at like 2 o'clock.
Oh man!
Like, all right, wait, maybe.
Hold on.
Maybe,
now, did you fall into the trap of I tried to call you? Where were you? God, why did you let me fail like this?
No, I'm stupid. I'm not an idiot. So, basically, I'm like, all right, look, let me try and get the deposit back. Let's see if I can do that. Meanwhile, she's looking up all these other companies, looking at all these other things, these other fleets. I'm like, can you stop? Like, it is a non-refundable deposit. I'm hoping by the grace of God someone's nice and gives it back. I call them. Nope. I'm like, it's been a few hours. Nope. Can't do it. Ugh. You can call back on Monday. This is on a Friday. You can call back on Monday, but talk to accounting. But no, I mean, it's a non-refundable deposit. So if you want to cancel, you'll lose that. I'm like, okay.
Well, could you apply to something else maybe within the same company?
Yes. And that's the thing. And so now I'm like just downtrodden. I'm just like, this sucks. Like, I thought I was doing a good thing, and here I am. You know, of course, don't make decisions ever by yourself. So
that's marriage training.
Correct. So I have her look at there's one bigger thing in their fleet, which is a luxury coach, which, and again, her biggest problem not only was the 10-person max was that it looked like a van on the outside. And I was like, who cares what it looks like on the outside? And then she just mimes taking pictures. Like, what about photos, bitch? I'm like, oh, okay. So the luxury coach seats 10 to 14.
Okay.
And I have her look at it. I'm like, what do you think about this thing? Like, I'm going to call them back and try again. But like, what do you think about that? She's like, it's great. Okay, like, do you like the way it looks? Like, I mean, it's still a coach, but we're not going to get the limo vibe for the amount of heads we need to have rolling in it. So I'm like, so you like that? She's like, yeah, but it's going to be so expensive. We can't afford that. I'm like, well, what is it going to be? You know, like, $858 for this thing, what's it going to be, $1,200, $1,100? Like, it's going to be another $300 or $400. She's like, I think it's going to be $2,000. I'm like, all right. All we can do is call. So I call again. And again, this is like after hours on a Friday. And
you get like the night shift crew there, whoever's
there. Yeah. I'm like, look, what, I know, dude? I just called. I talked to somebody else about a possible refund. But I do want to just inquire about your availability on this coach and what that difference in pricing would be. And she takes a minute. Like, I can hear the clickety clack of the keyboard. And
hold on, just pause real quick. Just pause real quick. You know, she's just like just miming, just typing, not really actually doing anything, right?
Yes, absolutely. It's all fake. She goes, well, in order to take that vehicle, it's going to be an additional $60. Oh. To which she and I go, like, sign us up, done deal. And it's a happy ending. We got the bigger thing. It allows us to just be a bit more comfortable. And hey, if we were in a spot and we need to take one or two more people, we can do that. But the moral of the story is simply just don't do shit without asking.
Oh, exactly. I'm thinking, though, in today's technology, couldn't you just like rent a Volkswagen and then Photoshop a limousine in the photos? Wouldn't that be cheaper?
I don't know. A good Photoshop artist that might be more expensive.
You might be missing the point. anyhow.
No, yeah, that's tough. I think we've all been there, pre-marriage, post-marriage, where you think you're doing this great thing, and the significant other just says,
see,
this is horrible.
Incorrect. Unless you mean we've all been there in the sense of men and women, because no woman has ever made a decision where the man's been like, that's fucked up. Oh, you're right. Let's fix it. Nope, that hasn't happened.
Because usually I'll say, she goes, well, you never make decisions. I go, why would I? And that usually leads to a fight.
Well, for college, our fights are usually...
If I make a decision, I get in a fight. So
our fights are usually... Colleen is very indecisive. She hates making decisions.
I know.
Yeah, Ryan should know this well. But she hates making decisions. And then I'm the one that usually has to make the decisions. And then if they're wrong, I'm like, why is it hard to be me making decisions? Why do I have to make a decision? Why can't you make a decision?
You like making decisions, though.
I'm
sure this is one of those like old adages that has been done a million times, like as hackneyed as like 1 Corinthians at a wedding. But like, I did hear this great thing at my friend Chris's wedding from the father of the bride telling a story about how when he got married, he was told, they made an agreement, he and his wife, like, you make all the little decisions and I'll make all the big decisions. And we've been married for 37 years. I have yet to make a big decision.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it's cute. It's cute.
Well, it's like Colleen doesn't want to make the decisions, but then she'll like knock down a lot of my decisions until it gets to the one she wanted anyway. Mm-hmm. So she's like, why don't you just tell me that's what you want? Like, why? Like, it's the classic, like, you know, what to do for dinner or something like that. And I'm like, oh, we can do this. Like, mm-hmm. I don't want that. I'm like, oh, what do we do this? I don't want that either. It's like, what do you want?
Yeah, roll. I name 6 different restaurants. You want to go to Taylor's? Just say you want to go to Taylor's.
Yes. Jesus Christ.
Well, that's the word. I just go, I don't, we usually get, if I go, I don't fucking care is usually how it ends up. Wherever you want to fucking go,
what I'll do is
fucking care.
I'll pick something that I want to. Like, fine, we'll do this. And then, like, we're driving to the place. Like, I don't want to go here. I didn't want to do this. Like, why are you making me go? Like, God damn it! Just why don't you stay wherever you want to go?
Jack, I'm showing my hand as a non-listener of the show. But when I did this with you a few months back or 6 weeks, whatever it was, I heard you drop 0 F-bombs. This is now 4.
Who, me?
Yeah, you.
I got to catch up.
You got a quota?
I got a quota. I have to have so many F-bombs to keep.
Speaking of quotas, I did hear, I run Trivia Nights as like a moonlighting gig. One of the best team names I've ever had came my way this week, which was Cops Are Like a Box of Chocolates. They'll kill your dog.
That's good.
That's excellent.
That's a good one. My
it's also horrifying, but okay.
Well, one, you know, a lot of cop listeners of the show, you know, it's not meant to offend any of the cops out there, but my favorite one that I was ever that I ever heard was, I think I've said it before, but the team name was My Couch Pulls Out But I Don't.
Oh, see, here's the thing. That is the worst team name you could ever have.
Why? Because everybody does it?
It is. I'm not kidding. Per capita, 1.5 teams every week.
Really? Well, back 6 years ago when I first, I was like, that's so funny.
And, right. And again, when Bobby and I first started doing trivia and I heard Trivia Newton-John, I'm like, that is genius. But if you look at, like, what are funny trivia team names? My couch pulls out, but I don't. Top of the list. In fact, I give out extra points for funny team names. They have to be original and clever, or at least put a smile on my face. If you're Bob and Tim, no points. At this point, I have told everyone, if you do My Couch Pulls Out, you are getting no points. Now, it sucks when there's a newcomer. I know that they're new, so I'll give them a point, but I'll be like, don't do it again.
So it's basically...
they're all excited. They're like... We got this good one. Oh, yes.
It's basically the equivalent of hearing somebody go, play Freebird at a concert.
That is the perfect equivalency, yes. The trivia name that I use whenever I play, which is very rare now, I stole from what I think is the greatest Onion headline of the 21st century, which is, Sonny Corleone would be alive today if he had an easy pass.
Very true, very true.
Our team name that we always went by when Colin and I used to do trivia with some friends was Bears Beats Battlestar Galactica was our
That's fantastic.
Was our trivia name.
And again, back to Game of Thrones, which I think we were talking about before we started recording. Season 3
spoiler
maybe?
Alert.
Okay. Yeah, I had three or four teams who would do a topical Game of Thrones team name, but I wouldn't read them out because the game's on Tuesdays. So I'm like, 48 hours is too much, too little time. Like,
yeah,
if you're
soon.
A DVR person, like, no, too soon. I'm not going to give you – no, I would laugh. I was caught up at that point. But if they were really – spoilery, I would just not read them. I'd be like, Game of Thrones 3 has 15 points. but then like secretly be like, you guys are very funny. Probably the best name I ever got was a team. There was a girl that I like hit on way back in the day, like late aughts, right?
Mm-hmm.
And she came there with a bunch of friends, and their team name was For a Good Time Call 631-834-7624, which was my phone number.
Oh.
She used my phone number as her team name, and I couldn't not read it. Like, it was just very funny.
Nice, nice. Check in mate.
So, I'm sorry, I'm monopolizing the conversation. I apologize.
No, that's fine.
Go ahead.
You're the guest host. That's the role of the guest host.
It's actually your job to do it.
Yeah. So.
Oh. Okay.
We want to
shut the fuck up, Jay.
Everybody's wanted to say that from one time.
Exactly.
Or
yeah. Yeah.
They usually say, I'm sure they're listening to podcasts. They're always saying, "Shut the fuck up, Jay. Just shut the fuck up.
Well,
stop talking about John Locke."
Speaking of weddings.
I'm sorry. That's another trivia team name from my Boston University days when I was dating a girl named Jen. Same thing. Season 3 of Lost. Like, every week, topical team names. Like, three different teams would do Lost stuff. And my favorite one was John Locke sunk my sub. again, that week was their name. And I'm like, I get it. Don't you guys get it? Looking around, Bueller.
Nobody.
No one.
Actually, speaking of Bueller,
season one.
Have you seen the trend right now where people will get a drink at Starbucks, say their name is Bueller, and then peace out. So the person has to then go Bueller.
Oh my God, no!
Bueller?
That's very funny. and I guess that may generationally. Like, you've got a 19-year-old barista,
yeah,
who hasn't seen the flick. That's really funny.
Yep, it's a brilliant.
If you got someone
prank.
In their 30s, don't do it.
Yeah,
are people filming this and putting it on YouTube?
I haven't seen it. It's just like it was an article
count
I read.
Unless you film it, it doesn't count.
No, I've seen it. Like, I've read about it. It's a thing.
Well, I don't care if you read about it. It doesn't mean crap. I could write something and say it happened.
But those jokes sometimes are the best, the anticipatory ones. Like, the idea that I'm paid for this drink, I'm now walking out and I don't even see the denouement, right? Like, I don't even see it all.
You have someone else film it.
You could do that, but I think you'd laugh harder knowing what you did and going away than seeing the results of it.
I agree.
I guess. I want proof, though.
I second that emotion.
It's like that time I left my socks in my horrible, horrible dirty socks in somebody's guitar bag.
Ooh.
Who wasn't going to touch his guitar for a month. So I just left them in there, and then I laughed about it a lot. Never talked to him again.
I can only imagine the stench of those socks. I can only imagine.
Not good. Not good.
Could you imagine, though, someone that, like, the 10th time they fell for the Bueller trick? God, I fell for it again.
Well, you can't overdo it. It can't be overplayed. It's just like it's.
I think some people would fall for it over and over again.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe. But no.
Well, it's The Simpsons. It's Mo with the bar. Like, just doing that over and over again. But you got to change up what you do.
Yeah. Can't be the same thing.
Well, there's plenty of Starbucks around town, too.
Yeah. There's one in every corner. So you just go, you move on to the next Starbucks.
It cost me $16,000, but I had a good time.
You just get a cheap drink, like a $2.50 drink. As cheap of a coffee as you can get. Sorry, I have no idea. I don't drink coffee, but...
I'm willing to spend $2.50 on this joke, but $4, you're out of your mind.
Yeah.
I would never spend $4 on a joke.
It's not that good of a joke.
Fuck you if you think I'm going to pay $4 fucking dollars for this joke.
I can't see Jay doing it at all.
No, I wouldn't spend any money.
You're cheap.
For waste.
I don't care how funny it was. Jay would be like... But I don't get the coffee afterwards. Wait, what happens?
Fuck that.
Can I just like go in the bathroom for a while where they're saying, then come back out? No, well, that sucks.
Yeah, not even worth it. Not even worth it. All right.
I think the whole thing needs to be settled with just Matthew Broderick going into a Starbucks. Like, that's the best way to like finish, you know, drop the mic on the whole thing. Is just do that. And then have him grab the coffee and be like, I guess.
That's a good call. It's a good call out there. Very good call out.
and he'll say to his wife, why the long face?
Oh, his poor, poor horse face wife. which is actually
was them. That wasn't me.
That was a it's a good seg into actually a review that we got on iTunes recently.
A good one.
It's a 5-star review, but it pertains to The Married Man in possibly a negative way. So this was a review that was given on our Jay and Jack the Whole Enchilada feed. So this feed has all of the podcasts that we do.
Oh, so it was 5 stars for the whole enchilada, but one of them they didn't like.
Yes. So, but again, we thank everybody that does ratings, and if you like what we do, go ahead and give us a rating somewhere. It helps us out, helps the shows out.
If you don't, go to hell.
And if there's something you don't like, we appreciate the constructive criticism, the negative feedback as well, because it helps us become better.
If you have something negative to say, man up and just send us an email, and we will respond to it.
I think man up might be related to
or woman up.
Exactly,
or woman up. Sexist, either way. Jack.
Yeah, actually, well.
Oh yeah, I'm the one that made the long face joke.
That's not sexist. That's just saying somebody's ugly.
It's horses.
It's horses, if anything. No, actually, Brian, that's a good point because it might relate to this review. So here we go.
I'm sorry, I'm old, and we said man up. I don't have to change everything, do I? I try to be as PC as I can.
It's not about being PC, it's just about not being sexist.
You know that's the same excuse that your grandparents use about colored people, right?
Yeah, exactly. Or it's the same excuse Trump uses.
But I evolved. I don't ever say that, but I can say man up, can't I? Because man up. All right, just...
Yes, yes.
What is it? What other term would I use?
So here we go. Suck it up.
Suck it up. Well, people don't like the word suck. And then the I hate suck crowd.
Those people are stupid, though. Those people can go to hell.
Yeah, people that hate suck and suck it. All right, so the it's titled Good Range of Material, 5 stars. So I've been listening since the early Lost days. I love everything but the super sexist Merry Man podcast. Come on, guys. Get with the 21st century. Everything else is great. So thank you, Squirrel Rabbits. That's it. Squirrel Rabbits, thank you for the 5-star review.
Squirrel Rabbits. Well,
and, so,
deal with the 21st century. So yeah. which episode were they talking about?
I think, Jack, you have a lot of dated perceptions.
Hold on a second. Was it the older one with the taff?
I don't know. I feel like, Jack, I feel like you're a little out of touch with the modern times.
Because I said man up.
Or you talk about...
Can I speak freely?
The only point of marriage is to have kids.
No, I said the only reason I would get married is to have kids. That's the only reason I would get married. I don't say everybody has to follow. I'm not a person that goes out there and says, either you do it my way or I'll kill you. No, do whatever you want. I don't care. That's my motto.
Brian, your thoughts as a guest host outside third party.
And you may want to cut this out because, again, canonically, it may not go along with what Merry Man is. But you invited me to be on the show, and then I listened to a show, and I was like, oh, God. Because a former host turned me the fuck off. And I was like...
With his pink guy?
No. Former host.
Former host. And I was like, okay... And then I asked Colleen, who's the person who's leaving? Oh, it's that guy. Great. I'm in. So I felt like there was a lot of sexism and misogyny in what was being spoken by a person who shall not be named. But that's not what the show is anymore.
So, yeah, maybe the former co-host of The Married Man is what brought about the sexist ways.
But it is, to be fair, called The Married Man Show.
Of course. But I had taken, and again, I'm talking about like 30 minutes of one show from like 6 years ago I listened to. You know what I mean? Like, so context is everything, of course. But
well, if you want to go back and read some bad reviews, go back and read when the show first came out.
I was very much like, that's not okay, these things that were being said. So that's my 2 cents. And if you want to cut that out, please do.
If it's in, we say it's in. Yeah.
But you know what? But most of our listeners are women.
Okay.
I feel like that's sexist.
How's that sexist?
I don't know.
Analytics, dude. Like you said that most are women and it's only, it's 51%, which is barely most. So you should really evaluate what you say.
And before we started charging, most of our listeners were women and young people. It was almost scary. It was like going, because people would say, "How do you put this out there and let young people listen to it?" I go, I'm not their parent.
It's an explicit podcast. It's labeled as such.
I go, because people get mad at us. I go, look. I go, we do a thousand different podcasts where we say gosh darn is the hardest thing we say.
Sure.
I mean, we did the Lost podcast. We didn't say words. We didn't use words in the podcast that they said on the show. We wouldn't do that.
That's a great example. I did on a Doctor Who cast, which I did for a few years. We did the same thing. Like, there are young people who love the fuck out of that show. And like, we would never want for a young person to be like, Mom, can I get this? Like, they want to listen to a thing about it. Like, absolutely. Like, so we curtail their language for that. But like, on things like this, and again, I do talking movies, which I have yet to plug. you know, it's an adult show, and but I also feel like kids, language is language, and if you can't take that, then that's okay. But I don't want to do anything cookie cutter just because kids might be listening to a general movie show, but we have a fandom, a specific fandom that you're tapping into. I think you should respect that, which is exactly what you're talking about.
Well, we didn't know when we first started this, we didn't know how it was going to be because we had the Lost podcast and we had with the Ramblecast out yet.
Ramblecast was out. Merry Man was the third
show.
Ramble.
We just ramble on.
I'm like, and there's only four movies. Look,
there was also a cartoon series. All right, there was also a cartoon series.
Oh, you can stretch it out. But anyway, so we didn't know how it was going to be how it was going to be, you know, how people are going to receive it, if they liked it, didn't like it. But yeah, sometimes we've gotten hate mail sometimes, but you know, but you know, when the former host fell out of a tree, he did get a lot of love and support from people.
Yeah.
But you know, I get it where sometimes it is, you know, sometimes we go, ugh. And there's one time we probably should have edited him and we didn't. And I apologize for that one because someone did sent us an email, didn't send a review. And I said, I will make sure that person never says that again.
Yeah.
And I did say, I probably should have, but sometimes when I was honest, sometimes when he's talking or when anyone's talking, I'm not always listening. So sometimes
Jack, always the professional.
I'm just being honest. Sometimes I'm doing something. Sometimes I'm writing something down. Something comes to my head. So I write it down. I don't want to forget it. And then it came out and I go, I kind of heard it, didn't hear it. And I go, and then when I'm driving, we recorded at Jay's house. I go, we probably should have cut that out.
I feel like you just pulled a Trump. You're like, I don't know if I said it. It doesn't sound like me. I don't know if I was really there. I wasn't paying attention.
I was against it before I was for it. So, or whatever the saying is. No, but it's, you know, you try and do, put together whatever usually what we say is whatever you hear is what we say.
And I think that should be the way it is, right? I mean, there was a bit. I don't know that any talking movies listeners are listening to this right now. But I'll be very frank. One of our hosts said something very disparaging about fandoms, about specific fandoms, and like basically, I'll be as specific as he was. Like Harry Potter and just certain nerd cultures in general. He was speaking of. And he basically said, get a fucking life. And that, like, it. I don't want to use the word it stung because I could give a shit, I guess.
Was it William Shatner?
Yeah, that is the classic SNL guy.
We had Bill Shatner on the show. He just kept saying Denny Crane over and over and over again. I don't
Denny
know why.
Crane.
But, no, and that was a tough editorial decision because, like, I don't want to silence the voice, but I also don't want to alienate anyone.
Right.
And if we were a bigger show, if we had a lot more people listening, we would have lost a lot of people. But we don't.
Yeah.
And so that's part of the reason why I left it in, because I wanted to be true to what we talked about. And I called him the fuck out on it, too. And I'll always take good discussion over censorship every time. But every now and then there's a thing where I'm like, nope, not happening. We're not saying that. In fact, there's a great, I'm still deciding actually when we get done with this, I'm editing, some shows for the next 2 weeks. We're doing a Private Eye series. So we're doing The Nice Guys, which we saw this past week. The movie came out on Friday. That show is going up tomorrow. But then we're doubling up. We're doing, two shows every 2 weeks to kind of give ourselves more time at home and everything like that. So Devil in a Blue Dress is a movie that I picked to do for Private Eyes. And that's about a black PI in the 40s in LA. And kind of like, there's a lot of race stuff going. Actually, there's not a lot of race stuff going on in the movie, but they're just overarching themes that happen. But I'm trying to explain it. And I say like a bit where I go like, and these white folks, and then like silence, and then laughter, and like I couldn't get to the next bit of what I wanted to say without being somewhat offensive to I even know who, but it's like a 2 minute bit of everyone laughing at me that I wanted to keep in the show, but I'm just gonna either make it the button or keep it in the archives. I don't know yet.
It's tough because you, like you said, there's so many different personalities out there. What one person thinks is okay, the next person doesn't think is okay. I think pretty much if you listen to the questions when we answer them, even the former host, we're lean pretty much towards the women's point of view. Would you agree, Jay?
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, we've called out the guys for being jerks, slobs. I mean, just
just to go back, I don't mean to shit talk anybody. All I'm saying is that I was put off by some things that I had heard, and if that is a thing that has happened in the past with some feedback, I can understand that.
Oh, yeah.
Based on very limited content that I've heard.
Yeah, if you look at the first review, I think it's if you look at the early reviews, it's the one stars are very negative towards that host. But once they got, plus they couldn't stand his laugh.
Just dude, let's just be honest. We're talking about Jay.
Well, but honest, Jay just laughed in the beginning.
I was just a producer. Actually, I wasn't one of the hosts on the show. I was just producing the show.
Yeah.
Because I didn't have time. You guys don't want to do all these shows. I didn't have time for all these shows.
You were Roz to Jax Frazier. Is that what you're saying?
Yes. Yes.
What time did you not have? You just sat here in your room anyway.
Well, it was before I had a wife and kid, and I honestly didn't know what not having time was. Now I really don't have time, and I do a lot more shows. Well, now I don't know what the
really
fuck
don't
I'm
have
doing.
Time. You do.
But anyway.
If the person that wrote the review, very kind to give us 5 stars, send us an email to marriedmanpodcast@gmail.com and just explain to you what you find chauvinist and
what
we'll sexist. See
yes,
if we
what
can
was sexist,
it.
Yeah.
Sexist, chauvinist.
And so that
we know, chauvinist, so that we can say, okay, yeah. You know what? Maybe we'll change that.
Yeah.
And maybe we won't. But we'll tell you, I'll be honest with you and tell you why we wouldn't, why we would. Yeah, we could probably do that. Well, I mean, we're pretty flexible. We're not like, you know, we're not hard asses where we
monsters.
Go, nah, yeah, monsters. I'm just like, yeah, if you make a good case, I go, you know what? Yeah. Or someone has. I'd rather have that than someone going a 1-star review. Blah, 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 blah. To me, that's just being a coward. So just send me an email.
Well, I don't antagonize the 1-star because you might incite them. Just say, be positive. If you have constructive criticism, we'd love to hear an email. How about that?
Yeah, if you have a 1-star and you're just being a jerk about it, send us an email.
Thank you. That was great. Good job.
Did I soften it up?
No, you didn't.
Look, I personally don't care about the reviews anymore.
Well, I mean, it's well again the reviews do help the show. It gets it out there and it helps.
I like talking to people on Facebook or sending an email or Twitter. That's what I enjoy more. That's the people that someone listens to your show once and they go piece of crap. That's your opinion.
That's great. I really mean that. The idea, and God knows how we got to the idea of like inside baseball about podcasting right now.
Yeah,
like,
exactly. Let's not linger on the review thing because there's nothing more boring in podcasts than people.
But
Jay's more boring.
Look, and I can't. I'm not speaking for Jack. I'm not speaking for Jay. But I do this because someone. I get a fucking email once every month or two from someone saying, God damn, that was awesome. Thank you so much for that. And that's enough to keep going.
Oh, yeah.
It's basically like, you know, working in retail and having 90% of customers sucking. And then one guy just says, thank you. And you're like, I can do this. This is great.
Yeah.
You know,
that definitely outweighs the bad.
For sure. Yeah. For sure.
Well, you gave me – I don't want to use the words carte blanche, but like I'm the guest host. I can kind of run the show, right?
Exactly. Jay did say that.
Did I say that?
Do you have a phone call?
I have a couple phone calls. Do you want to get into some of those?
I would love to.
All right. Well, let's get into them now.
I'd rather not. No, I'm kidding.
Jack, it was great talking to you. Have a great night.
I do have an early sure. – I do have a flight in 4 hours, so.
No, are you fucking kidding me?
I have a flight at 5 something tomorrow, so it's like 5 hours.
So you're getting there for 3?
I get there like 4:45. Boards at 5:30, something like that.
Are you in NC as well, or are you?
I'm in North Carolina today. Tomorrow I will not be.
I heard a great thing, by the way, North Carolina. I was in Wilmington. For a wedding 2 months ago?
I didn't write the bathroom law. Don't yell at me for that.
And the Uber driver had this delightful dude just said this thing that cracked me up. I'm like, it was the greatest airport I've ever been to because there was nobody there. when I flew out, I was literally the only person in the TSA line. So I just took my time.
Wait, Wilmington?
You know, okay. And the driver said to me, he's like, yeah, you know what they say around here is that when you die, you can't go straight to heaven. You got to go to either Atlanta or Raleigh to connect.
Oh, man. All right.
Jay's muffled now.
I'm muffled, but can you at least hear me a little bit?
Yes,
we can hear you. We can, yeah.
All right, cool. Let's go to our first call here.
Hey, Married Man crew. This is Maggie from Northern Virginia. I'm behind on podcast, so I have no idea who's the Forrest Scott in Arizona. I heard about a documentary on the Savage Love podcast. The documentary is called Give Me Sex, Jesus, and it is about the purity movement and, you know, the whole waiting marriage to have sex and everything. And it's some people that did it made a documentary about it and their kind of journey with it. And the documentary is free on Vimeo, I think. And so when I heard about it on Savage Love, I thought of Scott from Arizona. So... if you just Google, Give Me Sex, Jesus, that is the name of it, and it's on there, the whole thing. It's like an hour and a half long. If you're a person that watches documentaries, I don't know, but it might be interesting. It sounded interesting. It's definitely on my list of things to watch. So, I will talk to you guys later. Goodbye!
Thank you, Maggie, for the call. So now,
from Northern Virginia.
From Northern Virginia. Brian, do you know about the Scott from Arizona story? I don't remember if you maybe were on for any
of
those.
I don't.
So Scott from Arizona was
a great story.
This is not the cousin thing.
No,
right?
It's not. It was
no,
not.
No, no, no,
so
no.
So Scott from Arizona was on our first kind of email sent in, and his story was he was somebody that just had it in his head that he could only have sex with a virgin. For his first time, and that the virgin, he didn't want them to be a Christian.
Okay.
And
he was cutting down his field. I think we kind of,
yeah.
We got the most feedback from,
and
people were actually angry when they were called.
Yeah, because he would only have sex for the first time with a virgin, and then for over the years, like I guess he's like at least I think the last time like he said he was 30 years old, or it was 10 years since then. So, and still has not had sex. But he's almost just gotten over the them needing to be a virgin part of it. But his whole thing is like, how can I share this thing with somebody that's already shared it with somebody else? Definitely in his head. So Scott, if you're listening, check out was it Sex Jesus? What was it called?
Give me
Sex Jesus is the documentary. So maybe that'll help. Brian, your thoughts on that of the whole? For your first time, can it be with somebody else that it hasn't had their first time or something like that?
I mean, I'll answer that. I mean, like, what did Maggie have a question?
No, she was giving
no,
it
she's
as
just trying
to give us some info, right?
Give it to
giving
Scott if
to
he's
Scott
listening.
In Arizona.
I don't know that you want me to do this.
it's an explicit podcast. Just go away, man. As long as it's not going to offend anybody.
Well, actually,
just don't upset Jesus, though.
No, maybe I'm the best person to talk about this. Are you guys ready for some TMI?
Sure.
All right. So I was a crazy Jesus kid. Jay, ask your wife.
Okay.
Between the ages of 15 and 18, I was in a Christian worship band. I was regularly attending church and was way into Jesus, way into the Jesus. Not like the Lebowski Jesus, because he'll fuck you in the ass on Saturday. But
what about the baby Jesus?
Yeah, the baby Jesus. My feelings on the matter have changed a lot over the years. I basically was again. So I want to make sure I understand Scott's deal. He wants to lose his virginity to a virgin,
yeah,
who is also a Christian or is not a Christian.
Is not a Christian. So I think from his perspective, I think he grew up in a household that was very much like very religious and very kind of like you wait until marriage to have sex, that kind of stuff. So I think that maybe that
he wanted to marry someone who was a virgin and not religious.
Right, and that makes this TMI a little bit relevant. I had butt sex before real sex.
That's a big thing in the Christian community. Like, in terms of they consider themselves still virgins.
By the way, Maggie, Dan Savage is a goddamn genius. I love that motherfucker. And he has Santorum was the thing that he coined about it might be Santorum is the thing that you get on your dick when you're fucking someone in the ass to not be violating your Puritan beliefs. I think that's the whole point of the term he coined. And that was my thing. I had a lot of Jesus still in me in early college, but it was starting to wane.
A lot of the
and
what are you laughing about, Jay?
It wasn't so much about God or about Jesus or whatever. It was just like I got one thing left, right, man? I got one thing left I haven't done, and I'd like to wait as long as I can to do that thing because I want it to be really important and special. And but that's at 18, right?
Yeah.
And so this woman that I dated for all my freshman year, you know, we engaged in a bunch of shit, and then, well,
literally,
and then Valentine's 03 was when the real V card went away. But we've been dating for like 5 months at that point, which is an eternity in college time, right?
Yeah, it's a long time.
So, I can understand that sentiment, absolutely. But I think as you get older, you learn, or at least for me, it's so not important. It's not. In fact, what Scott was saying, I actually had the opposite rule for a long time that I never wanted to sleep with anybody who was a virgin because I never wanted to be that guy. I never wanted to be the person who someone was going to remember as their first when I wasn't going to be around to be
the only.
Just right. If I was going to be that person for them, I want to be wholeheartedly that person. But as a first, no, I don't want that memory to be them.
Yeah.
For them. So whatever hangups there might be, I get that. But at the end of the day, it's still just doing what you want to do for your own self and making sure that your partners are happy with doing that with you and like putting those stipulations on and like having a rubric for like almost admission to the party, I think is too much to put on something. You're going to make it more than it really is. And Scott, if you are still a virgin, guess what? Your first time is going to suck, not just for you, but for her too, or him. He's straight, right? So you're putting so much into something that doesn't matter. It doesn't matter because we are not the people that we have slept with. We're the people that we are sleeping with or that want to sleep with other people and or our current partners. Like, you can't decide that suddenly, oh, well, since I did this one time, that defines who I am. That's not what it's about. It's about learning who you are. So I would challenge you to not worry about that stuff, but also be smart, be safe, be healthy, and have fun. That's the worst answer I could have given. It's so rambling.
That's,
I'm sorry.
No, that's good, but I feel like – so you were a Jesus freak. Is that the –
Yes.
That's
yes.
A clinical term. So
and
what,
I discovered in my late teens and early 20s science and how that works. So
was that it? Just like almost the college experience made you a godless individual, or was it
a godless heathen?
Or was,
will sow his seed wherever he sees fit. No.
What changed for you? Like, what changed for you that didn't change for Scott from Arizona?
I don't know. Again, one more time. His thing is that he wants a non-Christian virgin.
Virgin.
Right.
Yeah, he wants his first experience to be with the person he's going to marry.
He wanted to share the experience.
Why is that hypothetical woman being a Christian not okay?
I don't remember.
I think like he faced maybe similar things.
Is there a reason?
Once he went post high school, maybe college years, there's a bit of a questioning of the faith to a certain extent, probably.
Well, look, and this is also a huge like tenet in the Dan Savage teachings. Men and women who are Christian who don't and fuck that. Not just Christian. Anyone who courts someone and doesn't sleep with them before marrying them is making a fucking mistake.
Yes, that's something we have pointed out.
There are miracles. There are people who have done that who have wound up with great sexual relationships over the course of their marriages, and that is lucky. But for the most part, you're setting it up for failure by having no knowledge of a very intimate thing that happens in your marriage that you're just leaving to chance. So I know that Scott is not saying marriage there, but I think that's the precursor to it.
I think that's what he wants, though. The person that he has sex with, and they share the experience that eventually they get married and live happily ever after, which could happen. You never know. But
of course.
I think the argument
gods are not in his favor.
Right. The argument people were making, I think we even said at the time, was you're just limiting yourself to a small demographic of people. I mean, you're just setting yourself, like you said, setting yourself up to fail. I mean, the longer you wait, the harder it's going to be. So,
yeah.
Anyway, it got the most emails.
If you meet that woman, don't tell her you're a virgin. No, because that's more baggage. It's more hang up. Hang out, have a good time, do the thing. Tell her when it makes sense, if it does, but like, you'll figure it out. It's who you are is way more important than your sexual history. Period. The end.
Exactly.
Well put, Mr. Brian Verderosa. All right, let's
one for one, bitches.
All right, let's go to our next call here.
Talking about pink eye and
I'm sorry, we put this back. Sorry, go ahead. It was a little low. Let's do it again. Here we go.
Hey guys, I was just listening to your episode where Tim was talking about pink eye, and I just thought I'd call in to clarify a couple of things. First of all, actually, Jack, you were right. Pink eye comes from snot more so than poop. Actually, it doesn't come from poop at all. The virus that gives you pink eye, and it is a viral infection, it's the adenovirus, which is the same virus that gives you a cold and sore throat. So you can often get pink eye from exposure to, droplets from sneeze, from snot, from coughing, or from other people who have pink eye. And it's really, really contagious, but definitely not from poop. And then the other thing is there are no drops to get rid of pink eye. Pink eye goes away on its own because it is a viral infection. So just like when you get a cold, there's no medicine that gets rid of the cold. There's medicines to just kind of calm down the symptoms. Same with pink eye. The drops can help with the symptoms, but don't actually get rid of the virus. Your body's own immune system eventually gets rid of the virus. Anyway, just thought I'd throw that out there. Thanks, guys. Bye.
Jack was right.
I don't know if you listened to last week, Brian, but Tim.
Jack was right.
Or 2 weeks ago, actually, now at this point. But
I can weigh on this hard.
Okay, please do. Please do.
I got a new job in September of last year.
Mm-hmm.
And in October, 1 month after having the gig, I got pink eye. And it was roll bad.
Oof.
Like R-U-L bad. And, of course, the texts never stopped of stop farting in your pillows and you know, just stop wiping shit in your eye. Like, it was a never-ending, pun intended, shitstorm of jokes about poop. I had viral pink eye. There is, from what I've learned, and our caller's name was what?
I missed it there. I apologize. I don't think he actually said it.
Our caller, who was listening,
he calls all the time.
There is bacterial pink eye, and that's poop. So there's a way to get it that way for sure. But the more common is the viral, which is it's definitely contagious. It's not the same thing though as the bacterial. Which, dude, I've had it once before, maybe in my like late teens, early 20s. This shit sidelined me for a week. I didn't go to work for a week. First 2 days were like death. The last three of the work week, luckily I have a gig where I can work from home, and I was able to do that. And I have to burn all my sick time when I just got a new job.
Ooh, that sucks.
But I had to like miss a whole weekend away that I was planning on doing, and it sucked. It was horrible. And the best part is I came home and like I had a bad night like the night before this all kind of happened. And what I mean by that is like drinking. I can't drink Budweiser. Like some people call it Bud Heavy. Some call it Bud Natural. I can't drink a regular Budweiser to save my life. This has happened three times now. I'm like, you know, I should learn. If I have three or four of those beers, I will get home and I will feel sober and be fine. All right, time to go to bed. I will then wake up 3 hours later with the worst hangover that's ever happened to me. And in fact, I was so bad. I have a scar on my shoulder from this night because I was in the bathtub, in the shower. Because shower or bath, like that's the only thing that will fix me when I feel that bad.
Yeah.
I like kind of like fell in. We have like a the soap dish is a ceramic thing that is broken.
Mm-hmm.
It has kind of like a shard kind of like sticking out. If you're a normal human, you can avoid it. But that night, I was not a normal human. So I sliced my shoulder on this shit. I have a scar for the rest of my life because of it. Because I drank three Budweisers at a stag party. It was the worst part of it I've ever been in my life. So the next day, I was like, oh, these are broken blood vessels in my eyes. This is like me being hungover and feeling horrible because I made poor choices. And I come home and Quinny goes, do you have fucking pink eye? I'm like, what? What do you mean? Went to a walk-in. Yup. So, yeah, that was like – it was horrible. But don't put poop in your eye. But yeah. Also know that if you have pink eye, you didn't put poop in your eye necessarily.
Yeah, it's not. They're not mutually exclusive.
Well, Tim was trying to say that he got pink eye from his dog wiping his ass on his pillowcase. So
incorrect. Not true.
Impossible.
Lies. Do dogs get pink eye?
I don't know.
I
don't know.
No,
I'm not a veterinarian.
Pun intended again.
Oh man!
I said it was from snot. I said you probably sneezed on yourself and wiped your eye with it. So,
oh man!
And we got a good answer to that.
Yes, yes, we did. Well, thank you everybody for your calls. Again, you can give us a call at 510-69 Taffy. Was that 510-69 Taffy or email us at marriedmanpodcast@gmail.com. And now it is time to close out the show with our favorite segment, Dating Disasters, in which you either call in your dating disaster. If you have a dating disaster that you want to share, you can do so by sending it into that phone line at 510-69-TAFFY, or you can email us at marriedmanpodcast@gmail.com. This week we do not have one from our listeners, so one of our guest hosts will share a dating disaster, and that means that our lovely guest host this week, Brian, will share one of his dating disasters. So, Brian, I will let you take the floor.
There's so much wrong in this story. I just got to preface that. This is maybe like 6 or 7 years ago.
Okay.
I was definitely still living on Long Island. Between Long 09 Island. And 11, I was living back there. And I had never done this before. I never did it since, but I trolled Craigslist.
Okay.
For, you know, the women seeking men, which okay. is almost always bots or men. it's one of the two. But apparently I found a real life human woman.
Okay.
On there. And she good pictures, seemed very fun. I sent her an email that I thought encapsulated kind of my personality, and she replied back, and we had a good little back and forth for a little bit. And she was local. I mean, like, I the geography of Long Island, like, it's a vast place, but she was no more than 10 minutes away from where I was. So we kind of put the plan together to meet up at her favorite bar, which is in, down in Port Jefferson. Now, how well do you know Port Jeff, Jay?
Fairly decently. I've had a few drinks along.
Do you know Billy's?
There. Which one's Billy's? Is that the hamburger place with a bunch of cheap hamburgers?
Actually, no, I've been there.
That's Tara's. Tara Inn is okay. The cheap hamburgers, but Billy's is on Main Street. So if you were to get off the ferry and you start walking down Main, the first thing you see on your left is Tommy's.
Yeah, I think I've been to Tommy's too. That's the Darren's, green place,
now
right?
called I think Sky Coast or Spy Coast or something like that. And then the last bar before you get to the main drag is Billy's. Billy's 1890.
I don't think I've been to Tommy's.
Wheel. They have the wheel. Where they on Fridays and Saturdays spin the wheel and whatever it winds up on, that thing is $2 for the next like 10
I've been
minutes.
There too. I have been there. Okay. Yes.
That
I
place,
have
right?
Yep.
So that was her favorite bar. So her, I don't give a shit. Her name was Melissa. so we go to this place and we're having a good time. We're probably there for maybe like an hour and a half or so and getting to know each other. And she's very cool. And if she hadn't been, I would have just been like, good to meet you, and move on. But we're having a good time. So I ask her, do you want to go back to my bar? Like, this is your haunt. Mine is down the street. Like,
now, what's your haunt on Port Jeff? What's your...
Oh, it's not good. O'Brien's.
Okay. Which one's O'Brien's?
Which is
have I been there?
A dive of the highest order.
O'Brien.
Yeah. Used to be a Sizzler. Anyway, so I asked her if she wants to go to like my local place, and she says, sure. Now, she and I are both parked here in Port Jefferson, and I'm like, I'll drive you over there, and I'll bring you back here when we're done.
Okay.
So we drive over to the bar, and I'd say with the first half hour, having a great time. And then she does... three things.
Okay.
Well, two things. She tells me the two most egregious lies I've ever heard in my life.
Okay.
And again, first date stuff, like you let things slide.
Sure, sure.
But these two things were so bad, I had to call her out on each of them.
Okay.
One was, yeah, this is a better one to start with. I worked in music instrument retail for a very long time.
Guitar Center.
So I know a little bit, not a lot, but a little bit about like profit and sales and like what a store can do in a day and that sort of thing.
Yeah, yeah.
The greatest day that my store had ever had was a Black Friday where we did like $170 in sales, so $170,000 in sales and like $40,000 of profit.
Okay.
In one day on a Black Friday.
Put it in perspective for you. My best day at a store was over $1 million, but just go ahead. Thank you.
What?
Yeah. Oh,
well, you worked
easy.
At Apple.
I counted over $150,000 in cash in my own hands. But go ahead. Continue.
My best day was $1.
No. To be fair, though, Jay, at Apple, barring accessories, everything you sell is $200 or $300.
Oh, easily. The computers are $1,000, but yeah, absolutely.
Right, and that's the same thing too. At a guitar store, yes, you have your picks and your strings, but your big ticket items are minimum $100, $200.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
She used to work at an Applebee's. Now, Jay, have you been to the Applebee's in Farmingville?
Colleen, have I been to the Applebee's in Farmingville? Is that the one we had when I was sick that one day? Yes, okay, I have been there.
Okay. that Applebee's she used to work at. And she said that one day, not a Black Friday, a random day, that they did $100,000 of profit.
Profit?
Of profit.
Okay.
I'm like, no. I mean, not sales. Well, she's like, oh, I know what you mean. No, this was not sales. This was profit.
In her defense, the drinks are watered down.
Doesn't matter. If you do the math on like what a day would be, you need to be turning like six tops every 10 minutes, all with $100 checks to make that happen. There's no way. And is it Married Man Show at Gmail?
No, Married Man Podcast.
Podcast at Gmail.
Married Man Podcast at Gmail. If you're a food service person who has any insight into sales versus profit, like the best day you've ever seen, please send that in. But that was a fucking lie. Not true.
But why? Who cares about that when you're on a date?
And that's a deal breaker with
you. Well, yeah, I'm saying, well, how is that a deal breaker with this fine woman here?
It's not yet.
Okay. All right. Okay.
That's the first thing.
Okay, the first thing. First offense.
Second thing.
Okay. Lying about Applebee's.
So how does that come up? Like, why is that in a conversation? It's just like normal, whatever.
We talk about jobs, I guess. Okay. We're talking about busy
you couldn't
days.
Just you just didn't say, oh, because I would have said, oh, okay. You lie. You're
no,
lying. You're lying.
No,
was, in my head, I would say you're lying. But
it was such a lie. It was so bad. It was so bad. Now, again, I led with that for a reason.
Maybe she's a politician.
Here's the next one.
Okay.
She says that she has a lower body temperature than most people.
Okay.
Now, we're all 98.6, right?
Yep.
I'm kind of low.
Roughly. If she'd said she was 98.4 or 98.3, I'd be like, okay, that might be a thing. Like, everyone's body's different, I guess, right? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. She said that her normal body temperature is 92.3.
Oh, no fucking way.
To which I said, that's K-Rock in New York, number one. Number two, that's also hypothermic.
Yeah, you'd be dead.
It's not death, but it's a state of hypothermia for your all of your days.
Yeah.
So there's that. Now. But
that's a deal breaker.
No, but we're still hanging out. We're still having fun.
She's cold-hearted. So you can't.
And we've all had these friends where this moment has happened. But for her, again, maybe an hour into being at the second bar, the switch got flipped. And unlike some people who just become like belligerently drunk and angry, or she turned into a nonsensical mush of like an inability to speak. She fell off of a bar stool and she didn't know where she was. She talked about aliens coming to get her.
She was cold.
She was cold. That's true. And if only there had been profit sharing at Applebee's, she could have had some money to get home. But, she is no longer making any sense at all. Now, here are the logistics.
Okay.
I drove her there.
Yep.
Her car is back in Port Jefferson.
Yep.
I can't.
That's
put
not
her
a
cab.
Close. That's not a close drive either.
No. That's not the point.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. Important thing I left out.
Yeah.
Doesn't have her wallet.
Ah, shit.
No wallet. No nothing. It's in her car. So no ID, no address. I can't get her to tell me her address.
Oh, man.
So I can't put her in a cab. I can't drive her back to her car, even though she'll more than likely sleep the fuck it off.
Yeah.
But what if she wakes up in an hour and drives home? No way.
Yeah.
I have one choice, and it's the worst choice. Bring her back to my house, which is my parents' house. I live with my parents in 2009. I bring her in my room and put her on the couch that is in my room. With no bed, just a couch. And go to sleep in the living room. Wake up the next morning to my parents asking who this random woman is. She doesn't know how she's gotten there.
Has she woken up yet?
Barely remembers who I am.
Oh, shit.
And I have to drive her back to her car.
Oh, man.
Does that qualify as a dating disaster?
But you're a gentleman about it.
Yeah, that's pretty.
I wasn't happy about it.
But you did the right thing. I mean, that's the right thing to do.
But that
you could have saved a life.
Well, one, yeah, but two, that brings a new definition to the walk of shame. Like that's like on a whole.
She didn't even need to do one. I had all the shame. She had no shame. She had to go back to her car and drive home sober the next morning. I had to be like, yeah, there's a woman in my room for no reason. Don't worry about it. See you back here for breakfast. I mean, I was saying it definitively, but Jay, is that a dating disaster?
Absolutely. I mean, because you kind of it's.
I think that classifies.
You start out somewhere, and then it just totally. It goes haywire, man. That's tough. Now, okay, so now the whole body temperature 92 point whatever. Like, was she already kind of crossing over into the drunken realm?
At that moment, no. She was fine. She was just engaging in.
Did she take some pills you didn't see, maybe?
Nothing I saw, no.
That's crazy.
And you know what? Again, I don't want to speak ill of anyone. Like, maybe that's the thing. Maybe she did take something. Maybe she took something earlier in the night and it kicked in. Maybe she had 18 Jello shots before I met her. I have no idea. But, like, because those things are time bombs.
They're there.
Yeah, I don't know. But it was a surreal evening for sure.
So did you ever talk to her again? No, not just fuck her, but did you ever talk to her again?
not because I wanted to. She texted me erroneously at least 2 times.
Okay.
And I was like, wrong number.
Didn't even bother, huh?
No. No. And again, the lies were horrible, but I could look past the lies. It was that's not your best foot forward.
No, no. But again, if you're meeting somebody from the men seeking women or women seeking men boards of Craigslist, are you really looking for the top, you know, your future husband or wife?
Wake up, kids, you got the dreamer's disease. That's you get what you give. So, yeah, talkingmoviespodcast.com. Yeah, that's my story.
That's a good one. That is a good one. And thank you for sharing it. If anybody out there would like to, one, comment on his disaster, feel free to send us a call at 510-69-TAFFY. Also, if you like to send in your own dating disaster, please do at that number, 510-69-TAFFY. All right, well, that is where we will
wrap. But I'm serious. But I said earlier, if you have a complaint or suggestion,
yes,
some feedback, send it to us. I'll read it and I'll write you back and I'll be nice.
I thought we already said it.
No, but I want people.
No, wants to reiterate.
Yeah, because I just
want people to know that I was serious when I said that. I don't want people to be upset.
I don't think anybody's upset. I think it's just one comment.
Well, I might be.
Relax. You don't know who's upset out there in the world, Jay.
Just leave it alone. Why are we poking the bear?
Someone saw your stupid hair once and hates it.
I try to make everybody happy at least once. Okay. If it doesn't work, then go to hell.
Okay. And Brian, don't think I won't forget that hair comment. All right, I don't.
I said it loud.
All right, come on now, come on. The next time you're on, Mary, we'll have to talk about one of the greatest croquet games ever played.
Oh, no, not that one.
But anywho,
Jack, did you ever look up the cover art for Ryan Adams Gold?
No, nah, he doesn't do extracurricular work.
Are you at a computer?
I'm at a computer right now. Yeah,
do it.
Let's see here.
Type in Ryan, then
am
Adams.
I had a computer. Cole. How am I talking to you? Let's see.
I don't know if you have a newfangled smartphone device that has Skype installed on it, but that's an
I do have a smartphone, but it doesn't have Skype on it. What am I typing up? Ryan what?
Ryan Adams Gold. That's the first image that I ever thought of Jay as. I made him do that pose.
See, I don't think my hair was ever that crazy though, and all
it wasn't that crazy. It was on the cusp.
Yeah, you got it's yeah, it's like kind of like that, Jay. It's kind of wild.
A good friend of mine was.
If I had hair, it'd never be that way. But that's just me.
Hey guys, thank you so much for having me on.
Absolutely, sir. It's always a blast, and you will be on again. So don't worry, don't fret.
I'm gonna do one more quick plug. If you want to give me shit for anything, it's at Brian Verderosa on Twitter.
Beautiful, beautiful. Any other plugs? That you would like?
I could use some hair plugs.
Yeah, I was just gonna say hair plugs.
I beat you to it.
Easy joke, too easy.
If there's one person that has no shortage of hair, it's Brian. Like, I think it's.
Oh, thanks, buddy.
It's Robin Williams and then Brian Verderosa on the scale of hair.
And again, I used to take such pride in having no back hair, and it's starting to creep in.
Once it starts, like a farm.
No, I'm super hairy on the front, and I had nothing on the back.
Really? Nothing on the back? You have one of the hairiest chests I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah, but on the back, there's nothing. I used to be like, here, take a look. I just ripped my shirt up from the back.
Hey, anyway, quick question. Your bachelor party, is there going to be a bachelor party? Is there anything like that?
Yeah, it's Friday the 21st.
So it's that the weekend of. So yeah, I can attend.
The problem is there's so many people coming in from all over that, like, yours was goddamn perfect 1 month before. Mm-hmm. And what was Cliff the only person who flew in for it?
I think so, yeah. Because we did two separate ones.
He brought the hot dogs.
We did a West Coast hot dog. One and an East Coast one.
If you've got one guy who needs to get there, you figure that out. Not a single person lives in Connecticut who's in my wedding party.
Yeah.
And there'll be, of course, more than that invited to that. But, like, there's no way to ask those folks to be out here 3-4 months prior, 1 month prior, whatever. We've got the time. It's a Sunday wedding, so a Friday bachelor party is fine.
That's enough time to drive to Rhode Island, right?
I know Ian and Claudio are planning it, and that they know I want to be low-key. So house party thing is I'm thinking what we're going to do, but I'll let them, you know, Jesus take the wheel.
All right, I want to make sure I talk to Ian and influence the decisions here.
Do that.
Connecticut's right next to Rhode Island, and that's all you need in this world.
Nobody cares about what we're talking about right now.
Yeah, I know. Anyway, is it strippers and blow? Is that the correct? No, I'm kidding.
Actually, it's just strippers. It's strippers doing blow. Well, we don't do the blow ourselves. We watch them do it.
All right, guys.
That's pretty sexist.
We'll see you next.
It's healthy.
Next time. Again, thank you, Brian, for being on the show. So Brian rounds out the four guest hosts we have. So that means coming up next is Chris in Boston. We'll be coming on the show.
Fuck Boston. Chris, I love you.
All right, guys, we'll see you next time. Hasta luego and goodbye.
Bye.